welcome to the Soccer Coaching Podcast, brought to you in association with our friends at Soccer Coach Weekly, reflecting our shared ambition to help coaches have the most effective, enjoyable and successful coaching journey for them and their players. We hope you enjoyed this episode and thanks for listening. Ray, how are we?
Very well, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I'm very good. It's great to see you and speak to you and have you back on the podcast again in what's going to be an exciting development, I think, for the podcast and a little bit of change for you. Is that definitely?
Hope so, because I'm quite happy behind a screen, but normally I've got a PowerPoint presentation in front of me with it. So that that safety net's away when the podcast runs, but yeah,
I can't work out it's gonna be harder work for you either. I don't know. It's just a bit different, right? But let me just start by saying, if that's okay, that you know the podcast has been going for a good few years now. You know, personally, I'm really pleased with what we've been able to do with the podcast. But like we've always said, it's because of having great people on it, and you've been a relatively regular guest for us. One of our first we've had on, and been on maybe three or four times at least, I would say, over the years. Always willing to come on, always willing to share ideas. And even though you've got your business that sits behind it, it was never about trying to push products or sell things. It was about good content, good conversations. And you've been a great, you know, great friend to the podcast. So it seems right that now we've had an opportunity potentially to look at how we might evolve that. Is that the right way of putting it?
When I first came to you with the idea, it kind of felt like it could work, because we've always kind of, anytime I've come on, we've had a good chat, and it's ended up being quite organic. And I think this, from my side of the mic versus, I don't know, coaches joining us, it's so easy to go from, oh, I don't know if we've got enough content to last an hour, to, oh my God, we could talk about this for another 3 or 4 hours once you get in the flow of it. And I love that feeling. I love that moment. I'm a fan of podcasts in general. I know it's kind of swept the world, hasn't it, in the last few years. So to be on something that's quite consistent and a different sort of means than my webinars and courses and other stuff that I do, writing. It just seemed to make sense to do something together.
Well, look, we want to evolve, like, you know, and keep moving the podcast on in different directions. That was always the idea, with the premise really being about just trying to help players' journeys better if we can, you know, and helping coaches' journeys better as well. And that's what the podcast always been about, and that's what you've always been about. So putting this collaboration together, I think it's going to be brilliant for everybody. So look, I guess what we're going to be doing, what's the exciting new things we've got planned? We spoke about a few ideas and stuff, but if you don't mind, just share a couple of things that you're looking forward to potentially doing, you know, as part of the podcast.
I mean, look, sort of interviewing guests. I don't know if the best way to describe it is you being the commentator and I'm the co-commentator, so to speak, and maybe that's just me taking the back seat. But you know, one of the things I'm looking forward to is a bit of a catch up, because it's very easy in my position. It's very easy to sort of jump from webinar to webinar and bits to bobs. And sometimes I'll give you an example. Eddie Jones, obviously the ex-England rugby coach. I don't usually tip too far out of football, but when I spoke to Eddie about doing something, I run a coach development and inner circle program for professional coaches, for those working in the elite game. And Eddie Jones came on and we spent an hour and a quarter, and we could have doubled that time. And he probably would have as well, the kind of guy he is. And I just came off that call and I'm like, I've got to tell everyone, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. Not just the sort of 25 or whatever people were in the room, that sort of closed group. But I want to tell everyone how good it was and some of the light bulb moments. And Twitter is fine, but your tweets always end up just going into an algorithm and all that sort of stuff. So part of what we do is hopefully a little way for me to just spread the word a little bit.
Yeah, perfect. Well, look, I think this is where it's going to be really nice for certainly for me to have the opportunity to, add something by using the podcast platform. But, with what you do in your space and the people you speak to and your own knowledge and stuff, I think when we can feed some of that into some episodes, that's brilliant. Also, like getting some of the guests on, we recorded a podcast episode. I know it's going to hopefully come out late this week. It's going to with Phil, which is a brilliant episode and a really interesting guy again that you've obviously done some deeper work with around the stuff that you do again. So hopefully we can touch on some of this stuff through the podcast medium, open up to a broad audience so they can get an opportunity to hear some of these people as well. But also, I know we spoke about alongside this potentially opening the door up to getting coaches' voices on and trying to find a way in which you can get the real people out there doing the stuff, whether it's your under sixes, 1 hour a week and as a volunteer mum or dad helping out, or whether you're working the Prescient Academy at under 21s with a Cat One somewhere, but getting your voice on the podcast as well somehow in topics or challenges or things you want to speak about. So again, that's something I think you're interested in being part of, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably front of mind when I wanted you to introduce it, and I noticed you paused beforehand because it was a breath. Because look, the idea of and we can't do it like it's Five Live or Talk Sport or something like that, for a million reasons. But I think it's a great idea to have coaches on the grass with players or after a weekend game or something like that, to have the platform to share what happened to them, what went well, what didn't go so well, their biggest problem, whatever that might look like over time, and be able to engage with some of that and throw that out. I've worked in coach development a long time, Scott, and the best coach development, people always say, is in the bar after the coach, the proper stuff is done. You know what I mean? But there's just that shared community. Probably the problem you have, we will all have had it at some other point, or whatever that might be. So that part will definitely excite me, yeah.
Yeah, well, me too. Well, and I think that we're lucky because we're blessed to be surrounded by this lovely sport and meet lots of wonderful people and get into lots of things. But I think sometimes, however much it is great talking about a particular topic, just hearing that, Coach X has had a problem with little Jimmy because little Jimmy's, whatever, what do we do about it? Like it's just something as basic as that, which will resonate with those people that have it every Saturday and Sunday, or actually they're finding the, matches have just become a bit more unpleasant. How do we make it better? I don't know, whatever it might be, but real world stuff, it would be great to hear. But also, I think, Ray, from my own personal perspective, and I know you said this before as well, like it become a bit of an echo chamber where we just attract the same people with the same voices, kind of that's on board, which is great in some ways, but I like to hear some people kind of have a different approach on things and disagree with some a different angle and stuff, and we can throw that around a little bit in a conversation. So I'm looking forward maybe to some, not actually controversial, but certainly either some off-piece topics or just something that actually we haven't thought about or don't necessarily always agree with.
Yeah, a million percent. I think it's quite funny that I've actually agreed with you there in the context of what we're talking. But the most common football answer to questions is always it depends. And generally, if it's a topical thing, that idea that there's grey areas as well as black and white, about whatever it is. And yeah, it could be something, yeah, a lot different, I would think, and try to to leave the echo chamber a little bit as well, but in the nicest and the best possible way.
Okay, well, I think that's brilliant. Well, look, so the aim of this episode is just to let people know what's coming, which is brilliant. We've already recorded an episode that's going to be out later this week, which is all about looking at Gen Z and Gen Alpha and kind of mindset and stuff, which was brilliant. It was great, wasn't it? I really enjoyed the episode, where I'm sure you did too. I know you know Phil, but it was, I thought it was something to look forward to, isn't it?
I am doing, and I have done some work with Phil in the past, and Phil's got a very good book out as well. Around, I mean, we talk about every single coach I've ever met has spoke about psychology, even when they don't realize it. Whether it's just talking about wanting the kids to work hard or show respect, right down to actual psychologists, people who go on the grass with players from a real academic point of view. We all work psychologically with players, so it was quite nice to go down that hole today. And Phil being a football, an on the grass guy as well, brought it all to life. So yeah, a good episode, a good start for what we're
Yeah.
about to do, I think. Yeah.
Well, we'll try and get at least one or two out a month. That's the plan. We'll try and mix up with a bit of things with some guests, but plus some of this coach's voices stuff. But for all those that have been kind enough to listen to this introductory episode, please look forward to the one that's going to come out with some actual content in it that you can listen and hopefully take away. But the reason for getting this one out wasn't just to kind of promote what's coming or make everyone aware, but also to ask a little bit of help, if that's okay, because we're really keen to hear from listeners. And we're fortunate we get quite a lot of emails come in, and we get, some real nice feedback and stuff. But I want to push that even further. That's okay. So what we would love, if you would like to have your voice on the podcast and you've got something you want to speak about, if you could either drop us an email if you want to, but even better still, record a voice message that we can play back on the podcast so we can hear your voice and hear the, if you're happy to do so, and we can play that back. And then Ray and I, and potentially maybe another guest as well, we can chat about the topic and the theme. We can share our thoughts and ideas on it. And I'm sure that, other people would like to hear from, the real world audience out there that are doing, the hard work on the grass every weekend. So, an audio question or topic or theme, or if something's gone really well for you or hasn't gone really well, or you've heard something from the podcast you want a question or another person's podcast, all we say is keep it constructive, keep the language appropriate, don't mention anyone's names if you can avoid it, or even the clubs really specifically, but and we won't. And if you don't want to have it as your voice on it, you can still send it in and just say, don't play the audio, but here's what I'm asking, that's fine. Or just put it in as an email question and we'll cover that as well. And we'll share as much about the person that wrote in or phoned in or left the message as you'd like us to. But what we want is really some fuel for us to kind of talk about topics that are important to you. And what we might do, hopefully, moving forward is theme some of this stuff around topics. But right now, because it's early days, anything goes. So it may just be the fact that how do you get the kids to come to sessions on time? Or how do you get into listening in a breakout? So it could be anything you want that's real world stuff. And Ray will share his wisdom and I will jump with my very limited knowledge about stuff, and hopefully we'll get something out of it. Does that sound all right, Ray?
Yeah, you're as usual, you're being a little bit unkind to yourself there, because as a facilitator,
Managing expectations, Ray, that's what I'm doing.
manage expectations as well, because what it might be interesting is, depending on the uptake of it, there might be some times where we go really broad stroke and go, well, let's see what's come in over the last few days. But there might also be other times where we will tailor a request or put out a specific topic or something. So if your voice note doesn't get played immediately, it might be just something we would hold back for something bigger. And listen, you'll know, as and the folk that kind of attend my webinars and courses know, I'm always talking about light bulb moments. And a little bit like I said earlier as well, sometimes you just want to tell everyone, and that could be a light bulb moment that you've had from a game, that you've had from a course or a webinar you've done, or a podcast you've listened to. So yeah, let's use it as something to generate a little bit of energy and then
Yeah.
kind of bring the community closer together as well.
Absolutely. But Ray, on that one, I hope this isn't a bit negative on it, but I fully agree with that. But also, it can be an uncomfortable topic. It hasn't got to be the nice stuff. It can be something you're struggling with. Do you know what I mean? And it can be a problem. And that's okay because we have to, I'm not. I don't think it's perfect by any stretch, this whole grassroots football space. I'm far from that, in fact. And if we don't start talking about some of these issues in an honest, open, constructive way, things aren't really going to change. And for all the great people out there, and the coaching's improving loads, and the equipment's getting better, and all the stuff's getting better around it. But actually, I think there's still some fundamental things there that we need to talk about. But I don't want to be the one instigating these conversations all the time. It's got to come from other people. And maybe my view might can be completely wrong, and yours too, Ray. Who knows, but until we have the conversations, we don't know where we are with them. But also, you haven't got to be a UEFA pro licensed coach. You can literally be day one, no badges at all, full-time job, mum, dad, 1 hour a week, just starting with under sixes. Just, because that's, I think, where we learn the most.
Yeah, look, I would say almost the same conversation with two different coaches this past couple of weeks around the same topic. One was like top of the tree, internationally famous, all that sort of stuff, with the same problem essentially as the grassroots coach had. And that's a genuine one, where it was just like, I've heard some things being said about me and I don't like it. You know what I mean? How can I navigate this? And one of them happened to be from a parent, within a group of parents. One of them happened to be sort of media stuff, but that they deal with that end. But it's the same feeling that you come across, and there's the same. I don't have all the answers, but there's ways to navigate something like that. And probably, Scott, not to go on too much about problems, because we don't want to turn it into an agony aunt thing either. But I've not yet met a football coach, an authentic one, that hasn't said to me something about imposter syndrome at some point in their coaching, whether that's standing in front of a group or whether that's working at a certain level, or I don't know, imposter syndrome because of, I don't know, the coach who trains on the quarter pitch next door to you is louder than you, so you feel like you have to be, you're not as effective as he or she is. So, look, there's loads of places we could go.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree, Ray. Brilliant. Well, let's see what comes in. But please, this will that opportunity will be as good as what comes into us. So if you're listening to this right now, be brave. If it is being brave, record a voice note, send it in to us. And if you don't want the voice, just do an email and just mention the topic and stuff, and we'll cover it, and we'll throw it out there, and we'll see where it goes. And it won't be an answers necessarily session. It'll be a let's chat and plant some seeds and see what people think and pick up again, maybe, going forward. But it would just be interesting to talk about topics that are important to people.
Yeah, and look, probably your best episodes send people to other places, to
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for
book
that. They do.
only like if for example someone may never heard like what's imposter syndrome, so someone right now could be Googling that just to see what that's all about, and you know what I mean, and I like that idea that you can always talk about sending people down a rabbit hole, away from when they're logged in or logged out. That's for me coach development, and maybe this is just because I'm embedded in it. I've always loved it. It's always been every day, like even my Twitter feed and stuff like that. It's not 7 to 8 on a Sunday night. It is every day and every moment you do stuff. So yeah.
Brilliant. All right. Well, look, I'm very excited about this, but I'm looking forward to this next evolution of the podcast and working with you. It's going to be fun. It's going to be organic. We'll see how it rolls. But we already know we've got a good episode coming out later this week. We'll pick up on this over the next couple of weeks for the next thing after that. Hopefully, it'll be a coach's voice one, and then we'll just kind of go it from there. Because you're not busy enough, are you? That's the
You always try to fill your time, don't you?
problem.
And I'm gonna say it on this little intro one as well, that we have a round table idea as well, where we'll have several people on, hopefully that can chew over a topic as well, and maybe that'll help us commit to that idea too, because that's
Absolutely, yeah. So there'll be some various versions of what's going to come out, whether it's the interview kind of one, the round table, the coach's voice, and just I would love us to do a live coach's voice at one point during before the end of this calendar year. It'd be hard to do, but if we can get 100 coaches on the Zoom call and throw some things up there, it'd be brilliant. I think it'd be fun. But let's work through some pre-recorded ones first and find our groove and see if we can do something like that. But yeah, right. Well, look, thank you so much. Looking forward to it, and I will see you. Hopefully in another week or so, and we'll be doing the next episode.
perfect. Sounds good.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ray.
Thanks, Scott.
This episode was brought to you in association with our friends at Soccer Coach Weekly. Established since 2006, Soccer Coach Weekly is a leading source of inspiration and advice for all grassroots coaches. Join thousands of youth soccer coaches just like you, saving time and effort in their goal of having the most effective, enjoyable and successful coaching journey for them and their players. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode.